The Mission Trail is on the air. It is my happy privilege to introduce to you the Mission Trail with your speaker, Brother Willie C. Murphy of Guthrie, Oklahoma. Please pray that his ministry may be a blessing to all who hear him. And let us remember the words of the Master as recorded in John 4 and 35. Say not ye, there are yet 4 months, and then cometh harvest. Behold, I say unto you, lift up your eyes and look on the fields, for they are white already to harvest. And now, here is Brother Murphy.
Thank you, Brother Leslie. And a cheerful greeting to all those tuned to the Mission Trail broadcast of Guthrie, Oklahoma. This is Willie Murphy coming your way once again with a message from the Word of God. We deeply appreciate those who make this weekly visit and message possible. Thank you for your cooperation and support. It is indeed a pleasure to hear from those who enjoy the messages. We sincerely desire your prayers. In the 28th chapter of Matthew, in the 19th verse, we find these words, "Go ye therefore and teach all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost." I want to speak to you of the solemn duty of carrying out this command, which was one of the last spoken by our Lord Jesus Christ before he ascended to his Father. In other words, we might say this has to do with missionary work. Now, in speaking of missionaries, we at once think of someone crossing the ocean to carry the gospel to those beyond the borders of our own country. And that is indeed true. We need more of those who are willing to go and give their lives as a sacrifice that others may know of the saving grace of our Lord. Listen to this verse from Psalm 2:8. "Ask of me, and I will give thee the heathen for thine inheritance, and the uttermost parts of the earth for thy possession." So you see, there's a need to go and teach the heathen. But wait a moment. I want to show you something. Do you think that all the heathen live overseas? Now, don't misunderstand me. I know there are many overseas who need the gospel, and I'm wholeheartedly in favor of sending those who are qualified and have the call to go and teach them the ways of the Lord more perfectly. But here's what I want to show you. Not all unsaved and unchristianized people live overseas. Did you know that? There are quite a few of them living right around our doors. When lawlessness, rioting, drunkenness, and stealing is so prevalent among us, it's an ample evidence that there's a need of the gospel. So, you say you want to be a missionary? Fine, that's a good desire. I hope God may give you the desire of your heart. Then, let me show you where to start. You see, this is one job where all of God's children can work. No one is excluded. Begin first in your own home. Live and teach salvation to those of your own family. Our nation is made up of states, counties, cities, and towns. Within the towns and cities, there are families and individuals. I believe our duties began first at home. Then it should spread to the uttermost parts of the earth. God cannot use us in a greater capacity until we have been faithful in the smaller things around us. Listen to these instructions from Deuteronomy 6, beginning with verse 4. "Hear, O Israel, the Lord our God is one Lord, and thou shalt love the Lord thy God with all thine heart, and with all thy soul, and with all thy might. And these words which I command thee this day shall be in thine heart, and thou shalt teach them diligently unto thy children, and shalt talk of them when thou sittest in thine house, and when thou walkest by the way, and when thou liest down, and when thou risest up. And thou shalt bind them for a sign upon thine hand, and they shall be as frontlets between thine eyes. And thou shalt write them upon the posts of thy house and on thy gates. Now, friends, let us face the facts which we have before us. Somewhere there has been a failure on the part of parents to do what they have been commanded to do. Perhaps they've been too busy with other things, while the boys and girls were left unattended to go their own way. The influence of the television programs, shows, and novels have taken their toll of those families who have failed to begin this teaching in their home. Let us not forget this. Missionary work begins at home. If you want a tree to grow up, to be a tall and straight one, don't bend the twig the wrong way. Now listen to this scripture from Psalm 78, beginning with verse 5. For he established a testimony in Jacob, and appointed a law in Israel, which he commanded our fathers, that they should make them known to their children, that the generation to come might know them, even the children which should be born, who should arrive and declare them to their children, that they might set their hope in God and not forget the works of God, but keep his commandments. Here's another verse from Isaiah 38:19. The living, he shall praise thee as I do this day. The father to the children shall make known thy truth. Here then's another way to be a missionary. In Matthew 5:16, we find these words. Let your light so shine before men that they may see your good works and glorify your Father which is in heaven. Friends, are you letting the gospel light shine through your life? If the world is going to see Christ in these days, it must be through the life of his people. Don't leave it all for the preacher to do. Let your light shine and be an example wherever you live. Listen to what the writer had to say in Psalm 66:16. Come and hear, all ye that fear God, and I will declare what he hath done for my soul. You see, the Lord had done something for him, and he was going to tell it. And in the 40th Psalm, he really did tell it. Listen, beginning with verse 1. I waited patiently for the Lord, and he inclined unto me and heard my cry. He brought me up also out of an horrible pit, out of the miry clay, and set my feet upon a rock, and established my goings. And he hath put a new song in my mouth, even praise unto our God. Many shall see it and fear, and shall trust in the Lord. There are many ways to be a missionary. One might visit the sick, having prayer with them. Oftentimes, one who is in jail or in trouble is more receptive to the truth than he was before. Many times, those who are given to the habits of drinking or narcotics are covering up something in their lives which the grace of God could remove if someone only told them of the deliverance which is possible through Christ. It is a sure thing that those who are lying, cheating, and stealing are not happy. Listen to this scripture from Isaiah 57:20-21. But the wicked are like the troubled sea when it cannot rest, whose waters cast up mire and dirt. There is no peace, saith my God, to the wicked. We might express it in this way, with the words of that well-known song by Fanny J. Crosby. Rescue the perishing, care for the dying, snatch them in pity from sin and the grave. Weep o'er the erring one, lift up the fallen, tell them of Jesus, the mighty to save. Though they are slighting him, still he is waiting, waiting the penitent child to receive. Plead with them earnestly, plead with them gently. He will forgive if they only believe. Down in the human heart, crushed by the tempter, feelings lie buried that grace can restore. Touched by a loving heart, wakened by kindness, chords that were broken will vibrate once more. Rescue the perishing. Duty demands it. Strength for thy labor the Lord will provide. Back to the narrow way, patiently win them. Tell the poor wanderer a Savior has died. Let us pray. Our Father, awaken each one of thy people to the need of being workers for souls. May we first begin at home, and then so faithfully spread thy word until it will reach even unto the uttermost ends of the world, bringing light and salvation to the heathen everywhere. This we ask in Jesus' name. Amen. Here's a couple of verses I want to leave with you. They're found in Psalms 126, 5, 6. They that sow in tears shall reap in joy. He that goeth forth and weepeth, bearing precious seed, shall doubtless come again with rejoicing, bringing his sheaves with him. Then, in conclusion, we'll girdle the globe with salvation and holiness unto the Lord, till light shall illumine each nation, the light from the lamp of his word. Listen to this song, I Will Praise Him. It's sung by the Carver Quartet.
Oh, I praise the Lord who bought me, hallelujah. I'm a happy pilgrim bound for glory land. I am singing and I hope to sing forever, when before his throne eternal I shall stand. I will praise him, yes, I'll praise him, hallelujah. I will praise him, yes, I'll praise him more and more. Lord, if I had 10,000 lives in which to praise him, I could not enough my blessed Lord adore. I will praise him for salvation, hallelujah. Richest treasure human spirits ever found. Once I wandered far away, was sad and lonely, but I'm dwelling now where pleasures there abound. I will praise him, yes, I'll praise him, hallelujah. I will praise him, yes, I'll praise him more and more and more. If I had 10,000 lives in which to praise him, I could not enough my blessed Lord adore.
Friends, I hope that you will begin the life of a missionary today. Start right where you are. Don't wait for a better time. Listen to this poem. Now, we shall do so much in the years to come, but what have we done today? We shall give our gold in a princely sum, but what did we give today? We shall lift the heart and dry the tear. We shall plant a hope in place of fear. We shall speak the words of love and cheer, but what have we done today? We shall be so kind in the afterwhile, but what have we been today? We shall bring to each lonely life a smile, but what have we brought today? We shall give to truth a grander birth, and to steadfast faith a deeper worth. We shall feed the hungering souls of earth, but whom have we fed today? Selected. This message has been brought your way by the Mission Trail of Guthrie, Oklahoma. Now, until we meet again, this is Willie Murphy saying, may God's richest blessings be with each of you, and a very cheerful goodbye.